From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor says Iran's recent ballistic missile launch is jeopardizing the nuclear agreement it reached in 2015 with the United States and other major powers in exchange for sanctions relief. Michael Flynn condemned Sunday's missile launch as part of a series of incidents in which Iran has threatened the U.S. and its regional allies in recent months.
President Trump has severely criticized the various agreements reached between Iran and the Obama administration, as well as the United Nations, as being weak and ineffective. Instead of being thankful to the United States in these agreements, Iran is now feeling emboldened.
Flynn added the U.S. is putting Iran on notice officially, but he did not explain his comment and the scope of it. Speaking in South Korea, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the United States is committed to strengthening relations with Seoul in the face of what he called the provocations that country faces from North Korea. Mattis also plans to speak with South Korean officials about the THAAD missile defense system. During his first overseas trip as the Pentagon chief, Mattis also planned to stop in Japan. The United States and Mexico are both denying reports that U.S. President Trump warned he was ready to send American troops into Mexico. The Associated Press and a Mexican journalist in Washington both reported that Mr. Trump told Mexico's president during a phone call last week that he would deploy U.S. forces to deal with the bad hombres down there unless Mexico did more to control them. The AP also reported, based on a partial transcript of the call, that it was given on the condition of anonymity by a person who had access to the transcript. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. After a report of a contentious call between the two leaders, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday that President Trump is committed to going forward with an agreement to resettle a group of refugees who were intercepted trying to reach Australia.
Well, I've seen that report. And I'm not going to comment on the conversation other than to say that in the course of the conversation, as you know, and as was confirmed by the President's official spokesman in the White House, the President assured me that he would continue with honour the agreement we entered into with the Obama administration with respect to refugee resettlement.
The Washington Post reported that Mr. Trump told Turnbull that the agreement is the worst deal ever. Trump further criticized the arrangement in a Twitter post late Wednesday, saying he will study what he called, in his words, a dumb deal. The president has issued an executive order suspending refugee admissions to the United States, but it included a provision to make exceptions when admitting the person would enable the United States to conform its conduct to pre-existing international agreements. Israeli police Wednesday moved in with bulldozers to knock down dozens of homes and Jewish settlers at an outpost the country's Supreme Court ruled was illegally erected on private Palestinian land in the West Bank. Dozens of settlers chanted and sang as hundreds of police forcibly removed them from the Amona outpost near Ramallah. Some fighting started as settlers threw rocks at the police and set up barricades to slow their advance. Tuesday, Israel announced approval to build another 3,000 settler homes in the West Bank. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Rex Tillerson as President Trump's Secretary of State. Mr. Trump praised Tillerson for his understanding as the importance of building strategic alliances to advance U.S. interests in protecting American people. During its confirmation hearing, several lawmakers expressed concern over Tillerson's ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin while he was the head of the energy firm ExxonMobil. The NATO Secretary General calling on Russia to use its influence with rebel separatists in the eastern Ukraine to end fighting that has flared up in recent days. Each side blamed the other for the uptick in violence. And weather watchers across the U.S. poised Tuesday to hear whether they can count on early spring or six more weeks of winter based on if a groundhog sees a shadow. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.